Thank you.
Members of Parliament passed the National Security Bill in the fourth reading after a sometimes righteous debate that lasted 3 hours. Some lawmakers walked out of the National Assembly in protest at the bill in the middle of the debate. Onyoti Adigo, the leader of SPLM-DC minority in Parliament, is one of the lawmakers who walked out. He had called for the sitting to be adjourned for at least 72 hours to give MPs more time to read amendments that had been attached to the bill. Even though his request is covered by the parliamentary rules of order, it was rejected. Before Adigo left the chamber, he had this to say.
And as the official opposition in this parliament, I requested that this has to be suspended. And the ruling party is saying no, because they have been sitting on it and they know what is happening. We are going to leave the house and you remain discussing. We will not be part of it. Thank you very much.
The official opposition in parliament is made up of only 6 MPs out of 325, so their walkout hardly impact parliamentary proceedings. But shortly after they left the chambers, MPs representing Central, Eastern and Western Equatorial States also walked out in protest. Henry Oduor, a member of the ruling SPLM party who represents Eastern Equatorial State, says he walked out because he feels the bill is being rushed through without thorough debate on some issues. Oduor also says he does not agree with the sweeping powers granted to security officials, such as being able to arrest someone without a warrant.
The speaker decided to bulldoze his way. The opposition raised, but the speaker never listened. I raised as one of the concerned persons, an MP from a region. I represent people. But the speaker, again, bulldozed. And when you see, there is less than a third of MPs in that house now, and are going to push through a controversial bill to govern this country, I think that leaves a lot to say about which direction this country is going.
Section 51 of the newly passed law allowed security officers to arrest anyone suspected of committing a crime against the state. It also says that anyone who is arrested had to be brought before a magistrate within 24 hours. Oliver Morris, who represents Central Equatorial State, did not join the walkout. He says the protesting MPs do not represent Equatoria as a region. Mori insists the security bill protects the national interest.
Honorable members, we should never allow ourselves to be pulled, to be ganging as counties or states as so. To me, this bill is not a bill where we need to gang ourselves. We are ganging against who? I thought the issues of concern to us will be in the constitution that will be brought. And this is where we may need actually to convince even others that this is a permanent constitution which you are making in process, so let it be accommodated for every one of us in the Republic of South Sudan. But if we start now by division in the security bill, which is supposed to protect all of us, where are we heading? Let everyone ask himself, where are we heading?
The new law does have checks and balance against abuse of power, including a complaint board and a 5-member advisory group. The heads of both bodies will be appointed by President Salva Kiir and must have a legal background of not less than 7 years. The bill that was passed also removes immunity granted to members of the security forces in the previous drafts. Samuel Duharding, the chairman of the Parliamentary Committee for Defense, Security and Public Order, and an author of the bill, says the new law is long overdue. He says it will benefit everyone in South Sudan.
It is actually very good, it's joyful to the people of South Sudan and to the service itself, because from here we will be now assured the work of the service will be running smoothly.
165 out of 325 MPs were in Parliament today for the vote. Out of those, about 20 walked out. President Kiir is widely expected to sign the bill, which is the last step remaining before it becomes the law of the land. For BOA News, I am Philip Tonaleu in Juba.